Welcome to No Longer Conform, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation. I've entitled this study, The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Final Reality of War. Look at chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. It says, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. And another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Remember, I always remember Daniel's 70th week. That's what we're looking at in these chapters, from chapter 6 to chapter 19. This is the 70th week of the 70 weeks that were appointed for Israel before receiving the land that they were promised long ago with Abraham. But that 70th week, remember, was separated, and we had the time of the Gentiles, or the age of the church, the what have now been nearly 2,000 years. But look again at Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. And till the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. 7 years of tribulation and suffering. The day of the Lord, as it's called, begins with chapter 6 of Revelation. The day of God's judgment on earth. Look at several prophetic Old Testament verses. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon every proud and lofty, upon everything proud and lofty, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 and verse 9. Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 10. For this is the day of the Lord Jesus, For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself on his adversaries. The sword shall devour, it shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 11. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Verse 11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Joel chapter 3, verse 14. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Amos chapter 5, verse 20. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 7. Be silent in the presence of the Lord, for the day of the Lord is at hand, for the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has invited His guests. Zechariah chapter 14 verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. And those speak directly to the day of the Lord. And then there's others which in an indirect way refer to it. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, that he shall be saved out of it. But he shall be saved out of it. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And then Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17. Just a little bit ahead of us. For the great day of His wrath has come, and who is able to stand? The Lord promised to keep the church from this day. Way back in the churches, in Revelation chapter 3, in verse 10, He said, because you have kept My command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. The church will be raptured first, the day of Christ. Believers taken out of the earth, and then unbelievers receive God's judgment. It's a developing period of tribulation. It's pictured in four riders. There will be 3.5 years of world peace, followed by 3.5 years of no peace. Look again at verses 1 through 4 of chapter 6. Now I saw the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. A great sword. A Makaira, which is an assassin's sword. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, man against man. It says that people should kill one another. It'll be a time of murder, a time of assassination, a time of bloodshed and revolution. The war machine of man will be in full power. Not necessarily one war, but a series of wars, with the greatest just prior to Christ's return. Go to verse 6, chapter 16, verse 13. It says, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Listen, red indicates bloodshed. Back in our verses 3 and 4. Slaughter. Rivers of blood. No longer a bow without an arrow, but an assassin's sword. Peace is now removed from the earth. It'll be a time when blood runs like a faucet. Think of the worst war slaughter you know of. that will be nothing compared to this. It will seem like everything is out of control. But verse 4 is clear that it was granted. It was given. Where did this rider get that power? Where did he get that power? Well, Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, don't miss this, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He also said to Pilate, remember this, in John chapter 19, and verse 11, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. See, the God who created all things granted the power for his purposes. Yet, the God who judges is also the God who saves those who believe. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. You have a great day.